We are going to look at the church at Sardis.
我们来看一下撒迪教会。
That's chapter 3,
三章
verses 1 through 6.
三章一到六节。
I want to mention too, and I think I wasn't clear enough, a little bit about the sin nature, the old nature. We talked about three kinds of death, spiritual death. And there are two kinds, there's two aspects to spiritual death. One is when a person is in fellowship, knows the Lord Jesus, it seems like when he gets out of fellowship, and goes away from the Lord, the Bible calls that spiritual death. But there's another kind of spiritual death. And that's when an unbeliever, does not know the Lord, never has come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has an old nature. He's a sinful nature, and he doesn't have a new nature. There's no need, new nature.
所以我们刚才总结一下休息之前的那个话题啊，就关于老我。和几次死的这个话题哈、啊，那第二次的死呢，我们叫做属灵的这个死哈、啊，第三次叫永恒的死。那属灵的死呢，是指我们在灵里面跟主那个爱的关系没有了啊，我们回来了啊，我们转背向他，然后后来我们又转又回到他那里呢，那我们就爱的关系又连上了啊，我们就叫死而复活了，然后那个。还有一种永恒的死呢，就是我们完完全全在老我里面没有接受它，那我们的老我是必死的，所以这样的死呢，在我们进到永恒里，在我们的肉体死亡以后呢，这样的死就会带来因着我们的老我的本性呢没有重生，就会带来永恒的死，这就是火狐了。
He has an old nature, and so with the old nature he desires to feed on those things that are not spiritual and not godly, sinful things.
所以因为他有老我的罪性，所以他需要的东西是在老我里面是不属神的，是在罪里的，是在肉体里的。
He has a tendency to read and to look at things and use language and then gravitate to those things that are sinful and unspiritual.
所以他用的话语想做的事情都是在罪里的不是属神的。
The Bible says he doesn't seek after God, he has no desire for God.
圣经说呢，像这样的人他没有寻求神的旨意，也没有欲望，没有心里没有想法要到神那里去。
But the Spirit of God can come to him and begin to work in his life, and as the Spirit of God convicts him of sin,He draws him to the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation.
那神的灵呢，会临到这样的人，在他里面呢，开始做工，在环境里，在他里面，让带领他呢，认识到自己的罪，然后他开始就会转向神。
So there's two aspects. One is the unbeliever who has a sin nature, who has no desire for spiritual things.
那有两个方面，一个呢是一个不信的人，他在天然的这个罪性里面。他是不去寻求神的。
And the believer who's out of fellowship and he's separated from the Lord.
那另外一种情况呢，是一个信的孩子，但是呢，他软弱了，他跌倒了，他在罪里面呢，他也会远离神。
Okay, let's look at the church at Sardis in chapter 3.
那我们看一下那个撒迪教会的一些经文，启示录的三章。
Now, if you have a question, don't be afraid to.Ask and raise your hand. I'm going to read from chapter 3. And the angel to the church at Sardis write, These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that you have a name that thou lives, but you are dead. Be watchful, strengthen the things that remain and are ready to die.For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you received and heard, hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour which I come. Thou hast a few names in Sardis that have not defiled their garments, but they shall walk with me in white, and they are worthy.He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那 三章一节说呢，你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的，你要警醒，兼顾那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里如同贼一样，我几时临到你也绝不知道。然而撒迪，在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Okay, so in this church, the key thing that we find out is in verse 1. The Lord says, I know your works. I know that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but you are dead.
这里的重要的一个起头是第一节，他说，我知道你的名啊，你按你的行为你是活的，其实是死的。
I think again, in this church, they were believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they got away from the Lord Jesus Christ, and here the Lord calls them that you are dead.
所以我相信呢，这些都是在主眼里啊得救的人，但是呢，他们因为某种原因，他们远离了神，所以在神的眼里呢，他变成死的了。
They were not living for the Lord. They were getting away from the Lord. Other things became more important to them in their lives.
所以他们并不是在为主而活着，他们也不是在主里活着，他们很多其他的事情把他的生命占据了。
He says in verse 2, he doesn't tell them to be saved, to come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but he says, be watchful. Strengthen the things that remain.
所以在第二节呢，他并没有告诉这些人说，你们要得救。你们要相信，他是说呢，你要警醒。
So he calls these believers those that are dead.
所以他叫这些人是行为上是他剩下将要衰微的，或者原文就是死的。
And he gives them correction of how to correct that in verse 3.
然后他也在第三节里面给了他们一些改正的方案。
And then from there, he talks about, in verse 4, he talks about some in this church who are faithful.
然后呢，第四节也讲了这个教会里有一些信实的孩子们。
He says, you have a few names in Sardis, a few people who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, and they are worthy.
他说有几名呢没有污秽自己的衣服，他要穿白衣与我同行。
And then he goes on to say, he that overcomes the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my angels and before my Father and his angels. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
然后他第五节说，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Now let's answer a question that we have in these verses, and that is, first of all, what is an overcomer? Almost very often in these churches, the Lord uses the word an overcomer. We read it hereIn verse 5, he that overcomes, I think we also read it in, it's mentioned in other of the churches as well. Is it in?
Yeah, 2:26.
Oh, yes, the end of Smyrna, that's right.
Yeah,
the end in verse 11, he that overcomes shall not be hurt in the second death.
Yeah.
And it's mentioned in a number of other churches as well. You'll come across that phrase in chapter 3, verse 12, the church at Philadelphia, he that overcomes, church at Sardis, he that overcomes. And so you read this also, the church at Thyatira, verse 26 of chapter 2, he that overcomes.
Yeah. 所以这里呢，我们先回答一个问题，就是我们可能会问的，从三章五节这里说，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，什么叫做得胜的？得胜是指什么意思啊？那我们看见在七封信里面好多次他提到得胜这个词，比方说在那个二章的十一节，在士美拿教会里就说，得胜的必不受第二次死的害啊。二章的七节，得胜的第一个教会得胜的给神乐园中生命树的果子吃啊。其他的那个每一个里面都会提到哈。那我们先看一下什么叫做得胜的。
So the question is, what is an overcomer? Who is an overcomer? Look with me at 1 John chapter 5.
我们先为了解释这个，我们看一下约翰一书的五章。
1 John chapter 5 and verses 3, 4, and 5.
五章的三四五节，约翰一书五章。
An overcomer is someone who lives by faith, who has faith, and lives by faith, and keeps the Lord's commandments.
得胜的呢，就是那像什么样一群人呢？他们有信心，而且持守了他们的信心，按照他们对神的话的信心呢去行的这么一群人。
Look what it says in verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever, whoever, is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes Jesus is the Son of God?
那约翰一书五章三节说呢，我们遵守神的诫命就是爱他了。并且他的诫命不是难守的，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
So he believes that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He has a living faith, and that living faith gives him victory over the world.
所以这样的人呢，他相信耶稣是神的儿子，而且他有个活的信心，这样的信心带领他们在一切的行为上能够得胜。
And he keeps the commandments of God. He doesn't find them burdensome.
然后他也遵守神的诫命，发现这个诫命呢不是那么难守的。
So he speaks about those in this church. He speaks that some were not overcomers. They believed in the Lord Jesus, but they weren't living out their faith. They allowed the world to overcome them and overpower them, and they began to live a worldly life.
所以在撒迪教会，这个就是启示录三章的一开始讲到，这个教会里有很多信神的孩子，但是他们没有持守他们的信心，没有按照神的话语去行，他们过了一个属世的生活，属地的生活。
Now he says in this church, he compares the believers in verse 4 with the believers in the last part of verse 1 and verse 2.
所以他从把第四节呢和第一节的后半段和第二节做了一个对比哈。
What does it mean that you have a name but you're dead?
他什么叫做你们按照名是活的，但行为是死的。
He says in verse 4,He says, you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. So one of the things that these believers did, the majority, the ones he speaks about that are dead, is they were living an immoral life.
所以我们可以看见呢，对比一节和四节，就他们那些死的，他们过了一个的确不是属天的，而是属地的不道德的生活。
The ones in verse 4 did not defile their garments.
所以才会在第四节说，他们那些没有过这个生活的是没有污秽自己的衣服。
They also overcame, and so he compares these with the others who had not. But he tells the first group.He is exhorting them. He is correcting them. And he tells them a number of things. He says, be watchful. Be watchful about the world and the sin that they were involved in, the immorality they were involved in, be watchful.
所以他给这在第一节里面的那些人的建议就是要警醒，要警醒什么呢？要警醒这个世界的诱惑，警醒罪的诱惑。
He says, strengthen the things that remain. They had a measure of faith. They had a measure of spiritual life. And he says, strengthen that. Get stronger in your spiritual life.
所以他告诉他们呢，要坚固他们的信心，要在他们的属灵的生命里变得更强壮。
He says, you are getting so involved in immorality that little bit of spiritual life you have is ready to die out completely.
所以他警告那些失败的人呢，他说你们已经活了一个如此的属地的属肉体的生活，就你仅存的那一点属灵的生命呢，就在一点点在消亡。
He says, I have not found your works to be perfect before God, complete.The right kind of works that God wants.
所以他也说他们在神面前的行为没有一样是完全的，就是很糟糕。
So in verse 3, he gives his remedy. He gives his solution for these believers who have fallen into a life of sin and immorality.
所以第三节他给了他们一个方案，解决的方案就是从那个罪中回来的方案。
He says, remember...How thou received the word and heard. Remember back to the very beginning when you got saved, how you heard the word of God and you lived it out.
他说你回想一下你们最初得救的时候那个状态，你是怎么样听见神的话语的。
Remember that word and hold that word fast.
然后呢，持守这个话语，坚定地持守这个话语。
Think back about the kind of life you lived when you were first saved, the kind of truths you valued when you were first saved. Hold them fast.
So, 回到你最初听到那个福音的，听到神的好消息的那个状态，然后持守那个神的话。
And again, he says, repent in verse 3.
然后第三节后来他又讲了要悔改。
Repent means to have a change of mind.
悔改的意思就是改变主意，掉头转向。
Which leads to a change of life.
然后这样的心理的改变就会带来生命行为的改变。
He says, if you shall not watch, he said, I will come as a thief in the night, I will come as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
你如果不警醒呢，他说呢，我要临到你那里，就像贼临到一样，我几时到你是不知道的。
He may be speaking here about some kind of judgment.
他这里讲的很可能是某一种程度的审判。
The Lord disciplines us. The Lord chastens us.
主是管教我们的。
And sometimes when our lives get so far from the Lord sometimes even takes a believer in death.
如果当我们在我们的生命里离主太远了，太活在肉体里的时候，我们可能就会接受神的审判，甚至于死。
But what I want to do is spend a little bit of time with you and looking at verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
Verse 5, he says, the second part of it, he says, I will not, he says, he who overcomes, the same will be clothed in white raiment.And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and his angels.
他就说凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，并且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
So I want to think about this with you, this little phrase we have here. He says, I will not blot out of my book of life.
你可以想一想，他说我不涂抹他的名啊，从生命册上。
What does it mean? How do we get into the book of life?
我们怎么样进到生命册？
Can we be blotted out of the book of life?
能不能从生命册上涂掉呢？
If we can be blotted out, how do we get blotted out?
如果我们能从上面被涂掉，我们怎么被涂掉呢？
So, we want to think about this together. Now, turn with me to Revelation chapter 21.
我们一起来看一下启示录的21章。
So you have the last verse of chapter 20. It says, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire."
启示录二十章最后一节说呢，若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
He says, we read also in chapter 21 and verse 27, there shall in no way enter into heaven anything that defiles, anything that works abomination, but they who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
二十一章的最后一节说，凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城，就是新的耶路撒冷。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
So what does this mean? How are we to understand this idea of the book of life? How do we get into the book of life?
那这个是什么意思呢？我们怎么样，能进到生命册上去？
And how are we blotted out from the book of life?
我们怎么样从它里面被涂抹呢？
I want to suggest this, that we are all written in the book of life when we are born.
那我这么想啊，就是当我们出生的时候，我们每个人的名字都在生命册上。
All through our lives, we are in that book of life. And if we do not trust Christ as our Savior, before we die, we are blotted out.
那我们一生呢都名字都在上面，但如果我们在这一生没有信靠耶稣基督得他的赎罪恩典呢，我们的名字就从上面被涂掉了。
We come into the book of life when we're born.
那我们进到生命册呢，生下来就进去了。
And if we never trust Christ, we're blotted out.
那如果我们从来不信靠他呢，我们就被涂抹了。
Now, turn with me over to Psalm 139.
那么回到看一下这个诗篇的139篇。
Now the reason why I want to come to this passage, to this church, because I want to look at this part with you. A baby, even before he's born, when a baby is conceived, it is written in the book of life.And is in the book of life. So when it dies, either through abortion or through infancy, it is in the book of life and he will be in heaven.
所以一个孩子当他开始甚至在出生之前就开始有了这个孩子的时候，他的名字就写在生命册上了。那就如果他在未出母腹就死了，或者他很年很小的时候夭折了，那他的灵是直接去天堂的。
So look with me at Psalm 139.
那我们看一下诗篇的139篇。
Psalm 139 speaks about the whole process of the birth of a child.
那这里讲到呢，诗篇139篇会讲到一个整个一个孩子怀孕到出生的过程。
It's one of the most beautiful passages in the Bible.About how God wonderfully creates a new life and a child in the womb of the mother.
这里非常在整本圣经里唯一一次非常美好的描述了上帝是怎么造一个孩子在妈妈的在母腹中的。
Let's look at verse 13.
在十三节，他这里是这么说。
Now it's speaking. The psalmist is thinking back to when he was in the womb of his mother.I'm sure he can't remember it, but he is thinking of it. And he says in verse 13, For thou, speaking of God, possessed me, for thou hast possessed my inward parts, thou covered me in my mother's womb.
十三节说呢，我的肺腑是你造的，这是上帝。我在母腹中，你已经覆庇我。
So in the very beginning, you see God is closely involved.Or he is totally involved in the whole process of the birth of a child.
所以在最初的时候，上帝就完完全全的进入到介入到整个的创造当中。
You possessed me, you covered me when I was in my mother's womb.
他说，你覆庇我哈，你拥有我在母腹中的时候。
He says, I will praise thee, For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows it right well.
我要称谢你，因为我受造奇妙，可谓你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I want to pause for a minute. We had a discussion during the break, about the soul. What is the soul? What is the spirit? What is the body? Just briefly, here in verse 14, the word soul is mentioned.
所以我们刚才也提到，有同学提到说什么是魂哈、啊，灵是什么，魂是什么，肉体是什么？然后十四节里面其实就已经开始提到了魂这个词。
The soul is the seat of the desires of a person.
所以这个魂是从人的欲望的种子，如果翻译过来的话，欲望的种子。
The spirit is the part of the body that enables us to worship and have a relationship with God.
那灵的部分呢，是让我们跟神有交流的部分和有跟神连接的部分是灵。
The mind and the intellect is a part of the soul.
那理性、智力、情感，这是魂的部分。
They both the soul and spirit work together. You cannot separate them.
所以我们很难把灵和魂分开来。
You cannot worship God with your spirit only. You have to have your soul and spirit together in worshiping the Lord.
因为我们很难只用灵来敬拜我们的神，我们的魂的部分一定会参与进来。
Love and intellect and understanding comes from the soul, and our relationship and our desire to worship comes from the spirit. Both have to be in operation to worship the Lord.
那我们的理性、理智、意志、情感，这些部分是在我们敬拜神的时候肯定是参与的。我们不能单单用我们的灵来敬拜他。
But sometimes in the Bible, the word soul just refers to persons, a person.
但有的时候在圣经里呢，用这个 soul 这个魂这个词呢来指一个人。
So here he says, "Marvelous are thy works." My soul, my person, my individual, he says, knoweth it right well. In Genesis, we read that 8 souls were saved in the Ark of Noah. 8 individuals were saved. Not just their soul was saved, but their individual was saved.
所以比如在那个以赛亚书里面提到，他说有八个对，我知道有八个，魂，被得救了，在挪亚方舟里，但其实它是指这八个人，所以它经常会用，原文里会用这个魂来代表一个人。
But back to verse 14, he's continuing to speak about this whole process of the birth of a child, while he's in the womb of the mother.
那十四节往后呢，他还继续在讲，在母腹里创造孩子的一个奇妙的过程。
In verse 15, the first two words in the English Bible says, my substance. What does the Chinese Bible say?
Yeah, my substance.
My substance, which really means my frame, the form, the form of the baby.
就是我的形体，十五节里面，因为英文它是倒过来的，所以它是在后面，它我们的后面部分，它先讲叫我的形体，所以形体这个词是指我们有形的这个部分。
The first words in verse 16, we have the word substance again.
然后十六节的一开始也提到这个未成型的体质，也是形体的意思。
We might use the word embryo, the very beginning of the formation of a child.
未成型的体质就是最初的刚刚开始的那个形体。
So he says, my frame was not hidden from thee. I was made in secret, intricately wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
所以我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见，你所定的日子 我尚未度一日，你都写在册上。
So God again, in the very beginning of the formation of a child, He says, "I was not hidden from you. I was hidden from everyone else, but I wasn't hidden from God." God made me, and He intricately formed that child. He was the one involved in the formation of a child in the womb of his mother.
对，所以我们的形体呢，可能人看不见啊，但是。神最从一开始他就看见了，我们不能向神隐藏。
We then in verse 15 have a very unusual Hebrew phrase.
在十五节里面有一个特别另类或者不常用的这个希伯来的词语。
It's a Hebrew idiom. It's a Hebrew kind of phrase that we don't usually use in English.
是个希伯来的俗语啊，或者希伯来的成语。英语也不是很常用的。
It's speaking about the womb of the mother. And in Hebrew, he calls it the lowest part of the earth.
所以他讲的其实是在讲母腹。在希伯来语里面呢，他是在说地的深处啊，其实直译过来就叫地的深处。
It just is referring to the womb of the mother.
他这个其实就在指母腹。就在指母腹。这是个希伯来的
But notice what it says in verse 16.
然后我们看到第十六节讲的部分。
Thine eyes did see my substance yet being unformed, and in your book were my members, was my person written when I was fashioned as when I was none of them. Maybe we could read that. That was it.You could read that.
Yeah. The whole
I'll read it in English. You could read it in Chinese here.
Yeah.
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before they came to be.
Yeah. 就是未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
So we see that a child...Before he's even born, when he becomes, when God recognizes him as a life, when there's conception, God writes the name of that child in the book of life.
所以我们都知道，一个孩子刚刚有的时候，神已经把他的名字，把他的一切写在了那本册子上。
They're in the book of life. If they were to die at this moment, their names would be written, and they would not be blotted out.And when he would open the books there in Revelation chapter 20, and he would see the name of that unborn child or aborted child or a baby in infancy, that child dies, he is in the book of life.
所以一个孩子当他刚刚被怀孕有的时候呢，这个名字就写在那个生命册上了。然后呢比如说这个孩子夭折了，那他的孩子，这个孩子就直接去天堂，因为他的名字已经在生命册上。但他如果一直他出生了，然后他长大了，他就有可能会被涂抹，因为他不凭着自己的信心去相信主，他就得为自己的罪来承担后果，他就会被在生命册上涂抹。
This process goes back to the very beginning of the Bible.And continues to the very end of the Bible. We read of it over and over again.
然后这个过程呢，是从圣经的最初到最后，我们会反复读到这么一个过程。
So turn with me to Exodus 32.
我们一起来看一下出埃及记的三十二。
Exodus 32 is about the sin in Israel of forming the golden calf. When Moses was up on the mount receiving the commandments of God, and when he comes back, he finds them worshiping a golden calf.
32章是在讲一个故事，讲以色列人在摩西上山了以后呢，他们在亚伦的带领下在底下拜金牛犊啊。
He finds them joining in idolatry.
然后他们一起在拜偶像。
And he is going to bring judgment upon the people of Israel.
然后呢，上帝要给以色列人以审判了，这个时候。
So in verse 30,
在三十节我们看见。
So verse 30 we read, It came to pass the next day that Moses said unto the people, You have sinned a great sin.
三十节说，到了第二天，摩西对百姓说，你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。
I will go up to the Lord and I will make atonement for your sin. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, this people have sinned a great sin. They have made to them gods of gold.
摩西回到耶和华那里说，哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像。
He says in verse 32, Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me out of thy book which you have written.
三十二节说，倘或你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
And the Lord said to Moses, Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book.
所以三十三节讲得很清楚，他说耶和华对摩西说，谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。
Now therefore go and lead this people, and I will visit upon them their sin this day.And the Lord plagued the people because they had made a calf and joined in idolatry.
现在你去领这百姓往我告诉你的地方去。35节说呢，耶和华杀百姓的缘故是因为他们同亚伦做了牛犊。
So you begin to see here in the very beginning of the Bible, the second book of the Bible, the idea of blotting someone who is already written in the book of life. These Israelites are already in the book of life.
所以这里又是一个例子，所有这些以色列人一开始是在这个生命册上的，然后呢，因着他们的罪他被涂掉了。
The whole nation is in the book of life.
然后他整个全以色列民都在这个生命册上。
All the people here, the children, the older ones, the adults, the teenagers, they all are in the book of life.
所以孩子、老人、年轻人，所有的人都在这个生命册上。
But he says, when you fall into sin, in this case, the sin of idolatry.And you don't come to true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll blot you out of the book of life.
所以这里呢，其实就是他们进到这个罪里去，当他们没有在信心里悔改，他们的名就会从这个册上被涂。
Now Moses says to the Lord, and he has a knowledge of this, that I am not blotted out. Blot me out instead of them. He says, in effect, I am not blotted out.
所以
I believe, I'm a believer and follower of the Lord.
所以摩西说这个话的时候说呢，那要不把我的名涂掉，他其实有个大的前提，就是我的名没有被涂掉。如果他的名是被涂掉的，他不能这么说。所以他是很清楚的知道，那些人的名按道理是要被涂掉的，他的名可以不被涂掉，因为他没有做那个事情，他是在信心里，他是依然留在生命册上，所以他才说呢，为了救那些人，他说能不能涂我的名，不要去涂他们。
He knows if the Lord would forgive them, they would not be blotted out.
因为他知道，如果上帝不赦免他们的，他们的名是不可能被涂抹的。
So we see the idea of blotting out here in Exodus chapter 32. Turn with me over to another passage. Turn with me over to Psalm 69.
我们再看一处的经文啊，诗篇的六十九篇。
Psalm 69 is a what we call a messianic psalm.
那我们六十九篇呢，经常会被称为一个弥赛亚诗篇。
A messianic psalm is a psalm that is prophetic about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那弥赛亚诗篇常常会被叫做讲关于耶稣基督的诗篇。
Look at what we read in verse 21.
二十一节我们看。
We'll go to verse 20.
二十节。
Reproach has broken my heart. I am full of heaviness.I looked for some to take pity, there was none, for comforters, and I found none.
辱骂伤破了我的心，我又满了忧愁。我指望有人体恤，却没有一个；我指望有人安慰，却找不着一个。
This is language from the heart of the Lord Jesus when he's on the cross.
这是耶稣在十字架上，他的心就是这样的。
He says in verse 21, they gave me gall or vinegar with some chemicals in it that would deaden the pain. They gave me gall for my food and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink.
所以二十一节说他们拿苦胆给我当食物、我渴了他们拿醋给我喝。
Continues on to say, the people around the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were mocking him. They were scorning him. They were in unbelief and ridicule of the Lord Jesus. He says, let their table be a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it be a trap.
所以周围的主周围的那些十字架上围着他的人呢就是嘲笑他讥讽他。所以二十二节说愿他们的筵席在他们面前变为网罗，在他们平安的时候变为机间。
He goes on to say in verse 28, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous.
好，我们继续往下看，跳到二十八节，你就会看见愿他们从生命册上被涂抹，不得记录在义人之中。
So we see again another cause for being blotted out of the book of life, a book of the living which thou hast written, is because they are rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. At the cross, a group of people who are mocking and ridiculing him and rejecting him on the cross. And he says, let these people around the foot of the cross, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous.
所以这里我们又看见一个原因，怎么样被涂抹呢？就是因为他们没有接受耶稣基督的救恩，他们在十字架下面，他们嘲讽，取笑耶稣，他们没有接受，他在十字架给他们预备的救恩。
So let's go back to Revelation chapter 2.
那么回到
chapter 3.
启示录的三章。
He says here that he will not blot out the names of those, verse 5, who have faith, who overcome. We read before that an overcomer is one who is victorious through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We should never read a passage like this and have fear that we as believers would ever be blotted out.
所以第五节我们读的时候啊，我们不应该有这样的恐惧，说我们的名会被涂抹哈，因为他这个涂抹是有含义的。
But he is warning. He is warning these people, and some may be Jewish. He may be warning them and saying, remember Moses, remember Psalm 69, remember those who rejected the Lord Jesus, remember those who fell into idolatry and other immorality, how they may be blotted out of the book of life.
但他的确在这边警告了所有的人去回想摩西时代的金牛犊的事，回想这个诗篇六十九篇那些拒绝耶稣基督的人要警醒让我们要不能像那些人那样。
The first half of this letter, he talks about those who are not living the way they should get back to living for the Lord.
那这个这一大段的前面半段呢讲的前面几节经文讲的是我们应该警醒回到原来应该有的生活状态里去。
The second half is giving comfort.
那后面半段就给我们一些安慰。
He said, there are a few who are living faithfully in a holy life before God. Their garments are not defiled.
在安慰里他说呢还是有一些没有污秽自己衣服的，他们是要穿白衣与我们同行。
He says, I will not blot them out.
然后我也不会从生命册上涂抹他的名。
They will be with me in heaven. I will confess their name before my Father and before his angels.
他会在天上与我们在一起，我也在父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
And he says of them, they shall walk before me in white, and they are worthy.
因为他们是配得的，必须他们要穿白衣与我同行。
So here we have a tremendous letter that the Lord writes to this church. Outwardly, the church looked to others as if it had a name which they lived, but the Lord said, you're far from what you should be.
所以总的来看呢，这个教会是个什么样的教会？它在外面看，它有一个基督的名，但是耶稣知道他们的按行为看是一丁点都不能配得上。
The Lord says what is important is what's inside, not what you appear to be to others.
所以耶稣告诉我们，他看重的是里面的，而不是外面表象表现出来的。
We should not be cultivating, we should not be building up this image, this outer image of a certain kind of Christian, but really the inner relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们并不需要在意或者说呢，努力的让自己的外面显得更像一个基督徒，我们更重要的是里面，是不是能够真的按照神的话语去行。
We should strengthen those things in our Christian life. We should do works in our Christian life. We should have a certain amount of holiness in our Christian life. Hold fast to those things that are right. Hold fast to hear the word of God.Hold fast to those things.
所以我们要持守神的话，持守那些正确的事情，要里面有信心，按照神的话去行。
So he says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以这第六节说呢，圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The Lord doesn't care at all what other people think of you as a Christian.
所以上帝主并不很介意是不是别人怎么看你，别人说你是不是基督徒，主并不介意。
The Lord wants our hearts. The Lord wants our minds.
主要我们的心，要我们的思想。
The Lord wants our time.
他要我们的时间。
The Lord wants us to be faithful.
他要我们要有
信心。Those things that are important to the Lord. He wants our love.
他要我们的爱，我们的信心，这些是重要的。
And so we have, here we have this church at Sardis. What a great exhortation to us to live the kind of life the Lord wants us to live.
对，所以我们通过撒迪，我们就看见主，盼望我们过一个什么样的生活。
I'm going to stop there. Is there any questions or any thoughts?
先停在这儿，有什么问题或者什么想法？
Yes. Yeah, I noticed that in the first sentence of the letters to Sardis,
yes,
it is same as the letters to Ephesians. Here it says, who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, is there any connections
to
churches?
To Ephesus.
Ephesus.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. The church at Ephesus. The seven, we read about that.
Seven stars in hand. Yeah.
Yes, we read in chapter 1, a little bit later near the bottom, verse 20. He says, the seven stars are the leaders, the angels of the churches, the elders of the churches. But as you get to chapter 4, and we read verses 4 and 5, around the throne were 24 thrones, and I saw 24 elders clothed in white raiment. Very similar, it says that those in Sardis will have white raiment. But then it says, out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderclaps and voices, and there were seven lamps burning, which are the seven spirits of God. So, I think it's a picture of God, of course, is a unity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But there's also a certain aspect about Him. The Lord has a number of different qualities, you could call it, different qualities in ministries. And there's only one place where we're told what these seven different characters and aspects are. And we'll just look at that for a minute. I was going to mention it, but
let me go translate.
Yeah.
那个问题就是呢， 启示录三章里面的一开始讲到神的七灵和七星，说这是这么来称呼这个那有神的七灵和七星的，说这里神耶稣是按照这个形象来的。这个和启示录的二章的一节说到那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的，这里七星和这边的七星有什么联系？所以长老的回答呢，就是在启示录的四章五节里面有提到有闪电声音雷轰从宝座中发出，那有七盏火灯的在宝座前面点着，这七灯就是七星了，就是神的七个灵。
So turn me to Isaiah 11.
所以七星就是七灵哈。
What are these seven spirits?
那七灵是什么灵呢？那以赛亚书的Isaiah
11.
以赛亚书11章有提到哈。就神的七灵是哪七个灵啊？有是以赛亚书11章提到的。
It says in verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1,
11章一节,
there shall come out of the stem of Jesse, which is a reference to Israel, and a branch, that's in capital B, that's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall grow out of its roots. So the Lord Jesus shall come out of the stock, out of the nation of Israel. And then it says this, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So the Spirit will come upon the Lord Jesus, and we find seven aspects now of the Lord Jesus, and refer to us in Revelation. And here we read, it's a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. He shall make of him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall judge after the sight of his, shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge, and so forth. So we see, the spirit of the Lord shall be upon him, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear. And I think that's seven. I'm not sure. Six?
If you count righteousness in verse 4, then it's 7.
Oh, okay. Then righteousness in verse 4. So these seem to be qualities that the Spirit of God has equipped the Lord Jesus Christ with. Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and wisdom and understanding and counsel and knowledge and fear. These seem to be the seven spirits of the Lord, that revelation.
对，所以这个他是这么解释的，就是说这里呢一共有七个方面哈，有比如从二节开始，十一章的二节，他说耶和华的灵必住在他身上啊，这个灵是哪七个方面呢？一个就是智慧哈，就是使他有智慧啊和聪明，聪明他这其实是 understanding， 就是理解哈。那第二下面呢就是谋略和能力哈 counsel 和能力啊，就是 power。 那再往下呢就是知识和敬畏耶和华的灵哈，然后再到第四节再往下就是以公义哈 with righteousness， 以公义审判贫穷人，所以一共是七个方面，七个方面。
So these seem to be the seven spirits that he's referring to in Revelation. And so in chapter 3, he says to this church, he says, he that hath the seven spirits of God, the Lord Jesus, and he that, and the seven stars, the elders of the church, he says, I know your works, I know you have a name that you live and you are dead. So he says, I have the seven, these leaders, and he says also, he says, the Spirit of God gives the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge of all of these things. And he's saying, I know all that's going on. The seven spirits of God gives complete understanding to what to what the situation is in this church. And then he reveals that to them, and he exhorts them to turn from that and to come back to the Lord. Any other questions?
还有其他的问题吗？
就是那个刚才他讲的那个overcome得胜啊，他的得胜的唯就是他讲的那个约翰一书的那个文章，他就是信心。得胜的唯一的就是在就是他让他再帮我们的得胜再讲一下这个信心和得胜和信心是怎么。Okay.
Yeah. So the question is the overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
So overcomer, you refer to the verse in First John 5.
Yes. Yeah.
And it talks about the faith.
Yeah.
So could you explain more about the overcomer, the relationship between overcome and faith?
Mm. Yeah. I think faith is...
Yeah, how to rely on faith to overcome the
own
nature.
That's good. Well, I think one of the very first things is that he says you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, in that First John passage. And what's important about that is that there were some were not believing that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. So he says the very first thing you need to do is you need to believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. You cannot overcome the world unless you have the Spirit of God indwelling in you. Now, let's go back to the First John 5 passage for a moment.
所以第一，我们先回到那个约翰一书的五章那个部分啊。所以他约翰这边呢，他先说的就是我们要相信。 最重要的一开始要相信耶稣是道成肉身来的。
Look at verse 12 of the same chapter. Chapter 5, 1 John, verse 12. He that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life.
那五章十二节呢说人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So we believe on the Son of God. When we believe on the Son of God, we have new life within us. And that is produced by faith in Christ. So, this is the key thing.
所以重要的是我们先要相信神的儿子，相信耶稣基督。我们有了呢，我们就有圣灵在里面，就有了信心在里面，后面的事情就好做了。Now
we have life in the Lord Jesus.
那现在呢，我们有在耶稣基督里的生命了。Then
when we... And if you look down a little bit further in verse 13,
he
speaks that we have eternal life. And then it speaks in verse 14 and 15 about the power of prayer.
然后呢，紧跟着他就讲14和15节就讲到祷告的这个力量。
We have confidence that we have in him that if we ask anything in his name, he hears us. And we have our petitions from him. So we have the Lord power through prayer of specific things in our lives. So we have life. We have faith that gives us relationship with Christ. We have life through Christ. Now we have prayer. Because of this life and because of this faith, we have petitions that the Lord will answer.
所以我们先是相信耶稣基督，我们就重生了。有了生命以后呢，我们就能够向神求。这个祷告的力量就有了。 所以它是一环扣一环的，就你如果没有对耶稣基督的信心，你就没办法重生。没办法重生，没有这个生命，你就不可能跟他去做祷告。这个一切的祷告，它就没有力量。所以它你最终是因为这个因果关系，到最后你才可能去在祷告里得着你所想要求的。From
there comes abiding in the Lord. Lord says, "I am the vine; you are the branches." Unless he abides in me, he says, unless he abides in me, you can do nothing.
所以这里讲到就是主住在我们里面的概念，就如果若不是主在我们里面，我们其实做不了任何事情。
I think the key to all of this, we have We believe in the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. We have life. We have prayer. We abide. But the key to all of this, though, is to beginning to get into this book. Abiding is we read things that we should do. We begin to do those things. We obey those things. We obey that. We have this relationship. The more we obey, the more strength we have. We say sometimes more prayer, more power, the more we're in this book, there's more power in our lives. The more we have worship, there's more power in our lives.
所以还是回到那个顺序上去，就是我们信，然后我们得到力量，得到生命，我们去祷告。 那我们平常做什么事还是回到圣经里，就是常常读他的话，因为我们常常读他的话，他说，我们在他里面，他就在我们里面，所以更多的祷告就有更多的力量，更多的圣经的话就有更多的力量。
I think another important thing is to memorize, to get the word of God into our hearts and our lives. And maybe we'll just turn to a passage in Psalms 119.
所以我们看一下诗篇的119篇。 所以有的时候去背诵一些经文会对自己有很大的好处。 诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119 in verse 9.
第九节。
How shall a young man or a young woman or a Christian cleanse his way, taking heed to the word of God?
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢? 是要遵行你的话。
From verse 9 to verse 15, there are different phrases about the word of God. There's the word, your commandments in verse 10, verse 11, thy word mentioned again. Verse 12, statutes. Verse 13, ordinances. 14, testimonies. Precepts in 15. And the word again mentioned in 16.
所以从9节到16节呢, 他反复用不同的表达的方式来讲神的话。 那10节呢, 他说直接讲的就是你的命令, 9节讲的是你的话, 第11节讲的也是你的话, 12节讲的是你的律例, 13节讲的是你的典章, 14节讲的你的法度, 15节讲的你的训词, 16节讲又是你的律例。
You asked how we get victory or how we get strength to live the Christian life, to be overcomers. It's through prayer, it's through life. But look at a number of things in these verses. Taking heed to the word of God. Taking heed means to hear and to do. We hear and we do, we get power and strength. Look down a little bit further. Verse 11. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
所以神的话语是我们从里面得力量的源泉啊。像十节他说我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。 十一节说把你的话藏在我的心里面，得我得罪你。所以我们总是在他的话里得着力量，然后按他的话语去行，我们就能够有力量去面对。
He says in verse 15, I will meditate upon your precepts. I will respect your ways.
十五节说我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。
In each of these verses, there is some aspect of a relationship or obedience to the Lord. And I think when we do them, we respect, we meditate, we hide, we take heed to. And then near the end, he says, I will delight in them. A willingness to hear it and to do it.
所以前面他用了很多的词，比如说我不偏离，我要藏在心里，要用嘴中传扬你的法度，传扬你的典章，到最后十六节，他说我要在你的律例中，在你的话中，要自乐，要有快乐，这样的话我就不忘记你的话。
I really think this is the key, getting the word into our lives, and my experience is this is we get away from the word, we get away from being able to be an overcomer. Mm-hmm. We yield to the Spirit of God, we abide in the Lord, but we get into this book, and He leads us and guides us. And as we begin to do that, and we need fellowship with other people too, but it is really what we see in these verses. But it begins with faith in the Son of God and new life that we have. And little by little, we have an old nature. We have world, the flesh, and the devil around us. It's a battle all the time. And there's tribulation. We read about the church at Smyrna. There was trial and difficulty. But still, when we do these things, the Lord gives us victory, gives us overcoming.
所以我们, 常常会在肉体里, 常常会在劳我里, 这是, 每天都有的征战。 但是呢, 神的话语能起到个什么作用呢? 就是让我们经常会有力量, 能够去胜过。 所以胜的这个力量只能是从神的话语里来, 否则我们就在那种征战里就会, 就会倒下来, 就会, 就会, 肉体, 就顺服肉体, 顺服劳我。 所以, 让这些话语呢, 我们让我们的身, 让我们的心, 让我们的思想浸泡在这些话语里, 使我们得力量, 得胜, 唯一的源头。
Okay, our God and Father, we thank you for this time together, Father. And we pray, Father, we look at a church like Sardis and we say we could be like that too. We could go through the motions and we could be proud of a name that we have or a church that we have. Or, Father, help us not to be Christians that somehow die and the Lord might call us dead, or the Lord might call us. You need to strengthen things that remain. But Father, may we be more like those others in the church at Sardis, that we've not defiled our garments, Father. We walk before the Lord, and that He will not blot us out. And Father, help us to be overcomers. And so, Father, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 <音>对，星期一下午的课呢？星期一下午的课，我到时候礼拜天晚上我再给大家发。这怎么用？线下的信息。对对对对对，上午的。